Welcome to the Kentish Lifelong Learning Educators Matters Sessions. My name is Robin, and today I'm talking with Tiffany Holden about programming and how educators worry way too much about it. Welcome, Tiff.
Hello, Robin.
So, what are the biggest mistakes that educators make with programming?
The biggest mistakes educators make is very self-conscious about attending their programming meeting because they're worried about the programming that they're submitting and if the quality of work or documentation is to the Kentish standards. So what I do personally is I reassure the educator and say, look, it's okay, submit what you've got and we can work together.
And you find that with the educators where English is the second language, as you mentioned to me previously, that becomes often a big thing for them, that they're worried about the spelling, whereas you'd rather just get the programming and you can always fix the spelling.
Yes, I agree. I think it's a lot more to a bit of self-anxiety as well, that because they're very limited with English, so could you imagine how hard it is to actually write English? But I keep reassuring the educators, it's okay, we can work together on this, even if they verbally tell me and I can fill in the gaps. So it's just finding the balance and where people are at individually to complete the program.
So if they're doing it verbally, then would you suggest that in their own language, the they can make dot points at home and then bring that into you and go, okay, this is what I did, this is what I'm planning, this is what we did, you know, this is what I'm rolling out in the month. And it doesn't matter that it might be written in Filipino or Japanese. As long as they can tell you what that says, that's fine.
Yep, I totally agree. And I'm more all about supporting and finding avenues to support the educators because that's my job role. And, yeah, if they can write it in their own language and still meet all the learning developmental areas, and for me translating it through English, they're still meeting the Kentish expectation because the work's still being done.
And so with the various areas of programming, which is the one that you think educators sort of worry about unnecessarily? Is there any one aspect of that programming that sort of they seem to, as a whole, seem to get caught on, or is it across the board?
It seems to be across the board with my educators alone, where they kind of stumble across like pending issues, for example, like working towards an ongoing issue or an issue, they get stumbled on that, and heritage and culture. So again, that's out of my hands and out of the educators' ball game, because a lot of these children that they've got, their case plans aren't up to date and they haven't really had regular respites or really know a lot about their self-identity or even about themselves. So I can understand the educator's frustration. How can you teach heritage and culture on this person when you don't have the relevant documents on that person? So I find across the board, they're the two biggest things, bit of the hiccups, but the heritage and culture is the main hiccup.
Yeah. And when you mention the pending issues, it's okay from 1 month to the next, or one programming session to the next, that's still a pending issue, because it may be a major issue rather than, oh, I don't want to write that down because that I had that last month. You know, that's okay, because it's about the child.
That's right. And I explain that to my educator. Look, it doesn't take a few weeks or a few months to rectify a pending issue or an ongoing behaviour. You know, that takes, 6 to 12 months. Because the educators have got to find out, okay, well, what happened before this behaviour occurred? It could be trauma, it could be post-traumatic stress, we don't know.
Mm. So do you find when, we have the weekly yearly meetings or the play sessions at yearly, do you find that when the educators, or would it be fair to say that the educators who regularly come to those yearly and have an opportunity to talk about their programming or just, sit around and network with the other educators, that they seem to have less problems, because they seem to be talking it out more than those that don't go and then they're just worrying about it themselves at home.
I totally agree that, yes, when they go to yearly reyoung, it's easier to ask, for example, say a toddler, a three-year-old that's constantly biting. Yeah. But then, hey, the other educators are like, oh, you know what? My 3-year-old's doing that as well. So then, yeah, that networking, and then they can share strategies and what they do. So I do find that with educators, regular attendance of yearly have more of a support network among the educators of the Kentish family rather than the educators that only go every now and again.
Yes, and that was the whole purpose of it. With when Lavinia Mills had, when we used to do it at the Parap office for the older educators, that they had that, you could just see they would often come in early for their programming meetings so they could sit around and have the chat. And that sort of, you know, yes, I've got a biting 3-year-old. And then another educator would say, oh, this is what I did. And then at least it was a try, you know, try this. If that doesn't work, try this. But at least you had that support thing happening. Yeah, so is there anything that you, I guess a final tip that you'd give to educators who get a bit stressed about the whole, you know, like you're a very resilient person and you're very calm in a crisis. I've seen you manage things extremely well, you know, when something comes in that is an emergency. Have you got sort of one thing that you, I guess you consciously competently do now, but you've developed over time that helps you just to get to that calm state so continually and so quickly? Because I've noticed that of you, that you're really, you know, you're very calm in a crisis.
If I could give all the educators one advice, would be just believe in yourself. Yous have got the most hardest job in the world and you're dealing with people's lives and everyone's different, everyone's needs are different. So just believe in yourself and please believe that you're not doing this on your own. There's support networks out there. You know, it could be as simple as a phone call, just venting, getting it off your chest, or, you know, needing help on, you know, researching a particular behaviour and why that behaviour is occurring. But please, I want all of you guys to go to bed and go, you know what, I did the best I could today, and you could be the best you could be, because doing this job, you've got to be a saint. And I believe that the Australian government needs to recognise that this is a professional field and you should be paid for all your hard work and all your dedication and all your passion, your love, you know, all of the above. So keep going, hang in there, and please, if you need help or someone to talk to, there's always someone that will listen.
Fantastic. That's great, Tiffany. I'm sure you've inspired all of them. So thank you, educators. This is the end of this Educators Matter session. We'll be talking to Tiffany in the next few weeks about other areas other than programming, and I'm sure you'll agree she's got some fabulous ideas. Thanks very much, Tiffany.
Thank you, Robin.